الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I now sit in a very dangerous position because I'm now between you and your meals. I think I've got 14 minutes to convey a message.
Take it to 10.
10 past.
They always will get
their glass and eat fast. These are young people. They'll finish me up. For those who are regular here, I'm not giving my Barsisa talk, right? I got a different story this time around. Because otherwise they say, like, this guy just got the same one, pulls out the thing. I pulled it out, but the paper was already worn out, so I left it. Bottom line, distilling all of this, let's put it all together. We've heard such beautiful talks, really. We are so honored. I wish I could explain to you just the sight that I'm standing here, sitting here and seeing. It's something like you cannot explain. I come from an era where we used to import hufas. We used to import a guy from India and he used to come and we called him Apollo. That time Apollo was a space rocket that used to go to space. And we used to call him that because he used to read like an Apollo. Because he had to finish on the 21st to get the flight back to India. Today I look here and I'm seeing that this is the Hibs class. Subhanallah. These are young people who are ulama, who are hufaz. We are fortunate. We are truly fortunate. And what Maulana just said, you know what, connect with the people of Allah. Connect with the lovers of Allah and you will go there. So anyway, let's distill this thing because now I got not too much time, even though Maulana has given me exception. In the end of all of this, in your whole life, let's simplify it, you got two choices. That's all. One question, two answers. Okay. Usually when you write, then they give you multiple choice questions, A, B, C, D, A, all of them, none of the above, all of the above, A of the B, nothing. A or B. Simple. That is your whole life is going to be A or B. Okay. Very simply, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran Majeed, and everything Allah Ta'ala told us in Quran Majeed was a love letter to say, O my servant, O my beloved servant, listen to what I'm saying. And I can almost hear the same words that my father would say, my son, listen to me, I'm talking to him. You won't. Years later, he said, Papa, you're right. But now you're not here that I can tell you. Let it not be that when we reach that little hole in the ground we call a cover, that you say, Allah, you were right. Let it not be that. So you got two choices. The promise of Allah or the promise of Shaitan. But there is nothing else in this dunya. Everything else you can compact it into this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will promise you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, بَعْدَ عَوْضُ بِاللَّهِ مَنِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌ. That the wa'ada, the promise of Allah is haq. Please accept it. Allah is telling you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying with that same shafqat, that same love. Yeah. That do not be deceived. Oh my servant, please do not be deceived. Yeah. Don't be deceived by what? وَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. This dunya is going to deceive you. It's a guarantee, it's coming. And if you get this question wrong, there is no other paper. Here you write imtihan, in the school you write imtihan, you whatever, you make a plan, we'll write again, we'll see, okay, he spelled his name right, at least pass it. First question you get into the grave, what they ask you? In other words, whose promise did you follow? The promise of Allah or the promise of Shaitan? That's all. And Shaitan will come. He'll promise you. He'll promise you, you know what, dead girl, you just... never mind Jannat. Jannat will come and check and get samples from you. How you'll enjoy with this girl. Now he's going a little bit further. He's a dead boy. He's not done. Because, so what is he doing? He's fooling us. Everything Allah Ta'ala said is haram. That girl is halal for you. Marry her. Let Malana make nikah. Khalas, work is done. Yeah. And Allah will put such happiness if you wave it with the right intentions. Now he said, you know what? Hey, let's see if I can pull this guy a little bit further. So now I said, you know what? Never mind the girls. If the boys are more fun than the girls. Today we laugh. In my day, when somebody said something like that, we called him such names. Such names I won't repeat for you. And I'm reviewing 30 years ago, that person was despised. Today he is celebrated. So I said, Shaitan, you're a master, man. Now you're going to pull it further. Now you're going to say, you know what? Never mind the boys, guys. Think about the sheep. You laugh. What if he comes? And so he keeps on moving his goalpost to say the fun is little further, little further. Like we said, okay, start with weed. Start with little weed. Yeah, recreational, they call it. Then we go little further, little. Shaitan won't leave you. Shaitan will keep on pulling you. Because he wants you far away from the correct answer. He wants you at the other end. So he will pull you right to the other end. And he will promise you. Then he'll come and say, you know what, sheep. That's the thing of today, guys. Now how stupid are we? A man comes to me and he tells me, he says, no, Allah made me like that. I say, but one thing I can tell you, Allah don't make defective goods. Allah don't make defective goods. Not one person is stamped on his back that, you know what, warranty, if this is not good, return it. No. Allah makes imperfection. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. So you don't come tell me Allah made a defect. The defect is in your eyesight. You don't see the promise of Allah, you saw the promise of Shaitan. He told you, you know what, a boy is more fun than a girl. So you went and got upside down. So now they're telling us this is right. So we're happy with that. So tomorrow sheep will be right. Then you will carry on, eventually it will be chicken or so, something else. Allah alone knows. But look how he's pulling us. And he sits there on his throne and he laughs. And he says, Allah, this is Bani Adam. You made me bow down to him. Today look at him. And Allah Ta'ala says, no. Amongst my servants, there are these. There are people who are sitting in a place where Allah's rahmah is descending. And they are sitting here for no other reason. There's nothing else. Maybe they'll get a little bit chow, but that's not even counted. They're sitting here only for the love of Allah. Why? That's all you're here for. So the promise of Allah is true. And even Shaitan, the liar that he is, the schemer that he is, the nasty that he is, on the day of Qiyamah, but you have to wait for that answer. After, unfortunately, they marked it wrong. At that time, what will Shaitan tell you? Shaitan will stand there in front of everybody and he'll make a very nice and clear proclamation. And Allah Ta'ala said, look, I know what this guy is going to do. I'm telling you what he's going to do. Please listen. Please just listen. And Allah Ta'ala says, here's his own speech. I'm writing it out for you in Quran Majid. Here's the speech Shaitan is going to deliver on the day of Qiyamah. And what he says, Shaitan tells you and me. وَقَالَ شَيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُلِيَ الْأَمْرُ. And when the matter is settled, in other words, you either passed or failed. Now it's too late. You picked, like we say, you picked the side. And if you won, Alhamdulillah, you're not going to be even more interested in the speech. Because she's going to be right there, another she. But he says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. Shaitan is going to say when the matter is decided, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَعَدَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala promised you. What Allah promised you? That, oh my servant, for this little life, the short life that I put you, with all his trials and tribulations, and the woman, and the whatever, I promised you, just do what I'm asking you. After that, you take what you want. Take what you want from me, I will, and Allah Ta'ala's treasures are limitless. If you want the woman, I'll give you the woman. If you've reached that level where you only want to study, you'll say, I'll get Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi to come teach you. When you see the woman, you're not going to worry about it, right? And then he still goes on and he says, وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah promised you a true promise. And then he tells you, he says, وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ وَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I also promised you. I also told you she's going to give you so much joy. That little plant is going to give you so much joy. Just burn it. That little powder you put in your nose, you're going to be so happy. I promised you. But I lied. He's saying to you, وَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. But the problem is, he's going to say it when we're done. It's too late. The exam paper is marked now. Now you picked a side. And there's only two sides. Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan. And we know which one is going to be successful. And throughout our life, he's going to come and he's going to promise you, just do that deal. I promise it. But he's got interest. Little interest. You take 3%, take it out of the total there, do this calculation, throw in another 3% and give 6% the way your deal is halal. See? Very good. Then you look carefully, you close your eyes and say, Allah, what you promising? Allah says, you eat halal. And I promise you, in dunya, your du'as will be accepted. And I promise you that your namaz will be accepted. Because if you eat haram and consume haram, then for 40 days, I just don't feel like talking to you. Not that your namaz, not, I don't feel like talking to you. You come, but you know sometimes when the ustad is upset with you, he's still a student. When I tell you, he says, you sit there that time. No more you my favorite, you sit here. And Shaitan says, you'll have so much fun. Then go with that girl, you'll have so much fun. And Allah Ta'ala says, don't. Please don't. So in the end, in the beginning, in every moment, we're going to be tested. And Allah Ta'ala told us you're going to be tested. That is dunya, that is imtihan. That student who comes to madrasa and he tells, you know what, the principal or ustad, look, I'll come here. I'll spend the full 7 years. In fact, I'll throw in another 2 years, but I don't want India. Still very nice. Well, you know what? You go and sit there, we're giving you a spade, dig. You work in the garden, it's fine. It's part of the process, India. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'm giving you an India. What was that India for all the small tests? Because in the end, when that last question comes, that person who passed every test, the woman came, he looked down. The deal came, he looked down. The drugs came, he looked down. And he said, Inna wa'adallahi haqqun. That's all he said. Every time it came, it looked so tempting. I'm not saying it's not tempting. Maybe sitting here at my age now, you know, even if she came, he said, okay, never mind. Let's take more arthritis tablets. But when you're young, so they're going to come. The imtihanat are going to come. Not one, not two, not three. They come at like, I don't know. Now it's coming even faster and even more difficult. And in the end, you choose. Nobody chooses. Because then people are going to say, you know what, Allah, it wasn't my fault. Shaitan may be in greed. Shaitan came in, you know, he told me, son already got his speech. Allah Ta'ala put it very nicely. He gave the whole speech. He said, here's the speech. Shaitan is going to answer that question also for you. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانَ. I have no authority over you guys. Sorry. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ. I gave you the promise. I told you how beautiful she is, it is, what is, everything. I told you. Then what happened? فَسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You accepted my da'wat. I didn't do anything to you. So today, Allah, don't blame me for these guys. They on their own, I'm on their own. I know I'm in trouble. Shaitan says, I know I'm in trouble. But they fell for it. So in the end of it, in the end of it, in the beginning of it, out your life, the tests are going to come. You got two choices. The promise of Allah, or the promise of Shaitan. There's no, it's like no ifs, buts, nothing. It's black or white. There's no grey, there's different shades or 50 shades of grey or some other colors that they got now. Straight, black, white. Pick Hizbullah, Hizbullah Shaitan. That's all it is. And I promise you, Allah promised that if you pick Hizbullah, then you choose how you want your Jannah to be. You choose how you want. And you don't have to, you change your mind in the next 15 minutes and say, okay, no, Allah, I don't like her like that, I want like that, like that. Done. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Pick correctly. This life, if you lived 80 years, compared to the day of Qiyamah, not compared to Akhirah. Day of Qiyamah, 50,000 years. Do the maths, it translates in 2 minutes and 34 seconds of the day of Qiyamah is your whole life of 80 years. Of which the first 10 years you were struggling to learn how to urinate, and that the last 10 is the same. So in between, how many years they were sick and all those things, but the whole 80 years, 2.5 minutes of the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says, sit still for 2.5 minutes and give you Akhirat, Abadan Abada. Let us choose carefully. But to choose carefully, we need a few things. We first need to remove the blinkers on our eyes. And to remove the blinkers on our eyes, we need to make sure that we stay connected with good people. People who show us that is the road. And the second thing, don't make friends with Shaitan, because he's not going to show you the road. How are you going to make friends with him? By sinning. And sinning doesn't mean big stuff, small stuff. Tell a lie. It's a small lie. There's no small lie, big lie. Lie. So let us connect ourselves. Let us keep, really, we've got one shot at it. Only one shot. We make it big. We lose it. There is no second chance. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.